how did the governor take into account the Attorney General's response to this voter ID bill?
Well, the Attorney General's response was not definitive in this case. There's not clear precedent in the law and in court rulings for Arkansas as to how our courts would respond to a challenge of this law. The opinion looked at voter ID challenges in other states, and they've had mixed responses depending on the wording of the constitutions in those states. So it's legally ambiguous for Arkansas right now, and the governor still has concerns over how courts here could interpret our constitution related to these laws, and the Attorney General's opinion did not change those concerns.
Why did the governor decide to go ahead and veto this voter ID bill?
Well, there is the issue of legal uncertainty and not knowing how the courts would interpret the law under Article 3 of the Arkansas Constitution. They could very well say that it violates the Arkansas Constitution. But also, you've got a law that's addressing a problem that we think is already addressed with laws we currently have. In Arkansas right now, if you go to the voting booth on Election Day and you do not have an ID, your vote is not immediately counted. It is set aside graded as a provincial ballot, and then it's investigated to make sure you are who you say you are before it is counted with the other ballots. So we already have that in place. This takes it one step further. It adds cost to the taxpayers, at least $300,000 to implement this, and not talking about the ongoing costs of producing and distributing these new IDs. It potentially disenfranchises voters, particularly the elderly and the poor, and it essentially grows bureaucracy in state government, and that's not really the general mood of I think the legislature right now, but you would need a lot of additional oversight and production to get this done, and for all those reasons, the governor felt that it wasn't a step the state needed to take.
What about the political dynamics of this legislative session? It's likely that this veto may get an override, or at least legislators may vote to try to override this veto. Did the governor think about that at all, vetoing it, and how does he feel if it does in fact get overridden?
He really can't take that into consideration, what the reaction to any veto is going to be. And this issue came up, of course, previously with the two laws surrounding abortion that the governor vetoed and then had overridden. He just has to do his job, and his job is to take each bill as it comes across his desk and makes what he thinks is the right choice, whether it's to sign the bill or to veto it, or in a few cases, to let it go into law without signature. And he can't be concerned with what comes next. It is a situation in Arkansas where it is a simple majority override, and he's, of course, cognizant of that. But that doesn't dictate his decisions one way or the other.
Thanks a lot, Matt. I appreciate it.
No problem.